Welcome to the Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida podcast with your host, Tim Whittemore and Stephanie Durham with the Whittemore Group. From your morning coffee to those nighttime brewskis, they are here to tell you what it's like to eat, sleep, drink, play, work, and live on the beautiful Emerald Coast.
Are you thinking about moving out here to Navarre and curious about what updates you need to know while moving at this time? Well, you're at the right video. We are here in beautiful Navarre Beach, just walking down the boardwalk here, and we're going to talk about the updates you need to know here at the beginning of 2024. So stick around. What's up, everybody? This is Tim Whittemore here with the Whittemore Group here in the beautiful Destin Fort Walton Beach area. And today we're here in Navarre Beach. If this is your first time to our channel, we do tons and tons of videos about everything you need to know about our area. So make sure to go ahead and click that subscribe button and click that little bell so you're notified every single time we got a new video coming out. Now, honestly, we got people that are looking to move here. They give us a call, text, email, and we love helping you guys out. So make sure to do so if you are looking to relocate out here to Navarre or anywhere here on the Emerald Coast. All right, so let's get into what we're going to be talking about today. For coming here to Navarre, let's talk about the updates you need to know here in 2024. First and foremost, this is a real estate channel, so let's talk about home prices. So home prices here, we're looking at an average or median of around $420,000. Now, that's a high all the way up to 3.2 mil, which you can imagine is somewhere around here on the island, and of course in Navarre Beach, and a low all the way down to 65,000, which of course probably wasn't here, was probably a little bit of a disheveled mess and trailer, but you know, you get what I'm putting down here. All right, so I know that the real estate market's been a little bit crazy, and we got real used to homes flying off the market. So it's good that you're educating yourself now by watching this video, because our average days on market for homes here has gone up quite a bit. I remember when it was minutes or hours before the thing went under contract, but now we're all the way up to about 59 days here in Navarre. So as more buyers hit the market and things go, that could go down. But I do remind you, if a home is really priced right and dressed right, well, it could go at any time. So do keep that in the back of your mind, but know that right now you do have the advantageous part of purchasing a home and being able to find exactly what you're looking for because of that competition. Now, other things that you should be considered too is our inventory. Inventory is still low, meaning that the inventory, it's only got about 3.2 months of inventory. And what does that really mean? It means that if we didn't get any new listings, it would take about 3.2 months before we would see the entire inventory gone and we wouldn't have anything else to sell for people to move. So that's really what we're looking for with that. Now, if you are coming here, you got your kiddos and you're wondering what the school systems are like, according to niche.com, it's about a B plus for the school systems here. However, if you've watched my videos before, I'd say don't really necessarily go too much off of what that says as far as ratings are concerned. Take a good look at what the reviews are. Go to niche.com, go to other websites for the schools and read what the parents have been saying about those schools, because I think that you're going to be pretty surprised at what you see and how much they actually like it. And I definitely say that for here in Navarre, mainly because we see a lot of kids that love this school system and a lot of the families stick around for that. Now, nightlife. Man, over the years, I've said that there hasn't been much. You know, we still have Juana's down here, you know, at the beach here in Navarre. That's still that happening place, but a lot of things have changed. That's what you get these updates for. A lot of things kind of have changed since we've moved here. So we do have breweries here. There's St. Michael's. That has really evolved over the years. And St. Michael's now has an outdoor area. There's food trucks. There's all sorts of fun stuff to do just in there for everybody to kind of gather. Of course, you've got other bars that are a little bit closer to the residential areas like the Gray Room and other different parts like that. Of course, Stripes, which is also the restaurant that's out there. But more and more of this is popping up. And I think that's really important for everybody to know that even though your nightlife here isn't gonna be Destin or Pensacola, it's still not that far away, to be quite honest. The area here in Navarre is really nicely placed if you're looking to go out and do things, to only be a couple minutes away from, well, not a couple minutes, but 30 minutes away from going into Destin, and about that same distance to get into downtown Pensacola, if that's something that you're interested in. And I think that's pretty nice having that location. However, it's not a big happening nightlife, but you can get by. All right, and speaking of, restaurants have been popping up quite a bit around the area too. So recently, we also saw Buffalo Wild Wings pop up in here. The infrastructure here in Navarre has actually really increased. It's not just residential homes anymore. So we saw different complexes with a lot of different stores and things pop up. We've also got the new Windhaven area. We've got the mini mall that's out there. It's got the Publix that's perfectly out there now. It's nice to be able to go out and actually have things out here. Also, if you are going to come out here, one of my favorite restaurants to travel out here to Navarre is going to be Bella Luna. Really, really nice Italian restaurant, if that's kind of your cup of tea, but probably some of the best Italian food that you're going to find in our area, hands down, quite honestly. And of course, I love always mentioning these little hideaway spots, but you also have Shark Bite Burritos, which is, you know, right there by the bridge. It's just this little area that you can go to. It's basically a food truck that you can go into, but probably some of the best breakfast burritos in town, hands down. I go there probably once a week. All right, some new bonuses that we've seen for the infrastructure for this area too. We've seen an Aldi's come in, which is a German grocery store that, if you haven't been there, it's actually really nice. There's been a ton of apartment buildings that have come up to really facilitate the growth of this area. And, you know, I'm pretty sure when I drove by that there's a Starbucks now here in Navarre. I know that most of us, we had to travel into Fort Walton Beach or Mary Esther, or even going as far as going into Gulf Breeze just to be able to get that. So that's been really nice to be able to see when you're coming here to Navarre. But, you know, some of the big things that you want to know, and one of the big reasons I'm even out here today, is that Navarre Beach is probably the biggest attraction when you're coming down here. You'll see, and I'm sure you've seen as I've been walking here, that there have been a ton of for sale signs, there's been a ton of short-term rentals, but this is just a relaxing beach town. You can see that there hasn't been a whole lot of traffic, not a lot of people running by here on this trail. And now granted, it's March at the time of this video, but it's really, really relaxing. It's probably what they've said is the most relaxing beach. It was voted the most relaxing beach in Florida. Now, mind you, it did have a bit of claim to fame when that movie Jaws came out. It was actually filmed here, but I promise you that mechanical shark is long gone. But people really love moving here, and the only bad part that you're really not going to enjoy so much is, well, the traffic. Highway 98, there's really not a lot of places, unless you're going to travel all the way up to I-10 to get around the traffic that goes to Hurlburt Field. And if you do work out in Mary Esther, Fort Walton, Destin, you know, that's not so much the early morning traffic, but it's the afternoons. It's the afternoons between about, I'll say 3:30, all the way until about 7 p.m. Man, that traffic can be heck. And of course, you're gonna get that occasional tourist or somebody that's drunk driving and just decides to get into a crash on 98. And that really bums out everybody. And of course, it ruins your day because you could be sitting there in traffic for hours. I almost tripped there. That's kind of funny. Hours just sitting there in traffic while they try to clear it. Now, they have tried to do a lot of things over the years by building out the bridge that goes over Hurlburt Field. It still gets backed up. They still haven't figured out the merge system with it. So if you're coming from Fort Walton or Mary Esther and you're heading towards Navarre and it's during that 5, 6 p.m., just be prepared to wait. So Waze, Google Maps, that's going to be your best friend when it comes to understanding what that timing is going to be out in the Navarre area. But it has been growing. A lot of people have really loved moving to here. You're going to get a lot of newer construction, bigger lots. Usually most of everything on here has been built on a half acre lot, except maybe here on the beach, maybe not so much, maybe quarter acre. But again, it's not condo city. It's not going to be anything that you're really going to be overly concerned about. Really nice community, really relaxed, and I think it's really perfect for people to be moving, especially now with everything coming in. All right, well, that's all I have for you for the updates you need to know before moving to Navarre. If you have any questions about anything I mentioned here, please go ahead and leave it in the comments below. We love hearing from you guys. If you are via audio, please give us a call, shoot us a text, whatever you got to do. Numbers will be coming up here soon. And of course, if you are moving here, got some questions, need some help, my name's Tim Whittemore here with LPT Realty. Feel free to reach out, give us a call, text, email, whatever you got to do. Be happy to help you out. So anyway, we'll see you in our next video. Take care.
that's all we got for today. To learn more about Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, make sure to hit that subscribe button and please leave us a review. Also, make sure you check them out and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And make sure to follow them on Facebook and Instagram. If you are thinking about moving, relocating, or investing in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, or anywhere between Pensacola and Panama City Beach, make sure to give them a call, send them a text, or email, because they have your back when moving to the Emerald Coast of Florida.